ברוכים הבאים רבותיי, בשם השם נעשה ונצליח. בעזרת השם שיעור יהיה לעילוי נשמת האיש הכשר דוד בן נעמי דשיא הלוי, רוח השם תנחנו בגן עדן, אמן. ולנדק בעזרת השם פרשת וישב. We have חנוכה, so right after שבת, מוסעי שבת. We see here in the parasha, the parasha starts off. וישב יעקב בארץ מגורי אביו, בארץ כנען. And Rashi tells us, "Veyeshev Yaakov, b'kesh Yaakov l'shebet b'shalva, kafatz alav rugzo shel Yosef." Yaakov Abinu, he wanted to sit down calmly, to sit down to learn Torah. After he went through all the tzarot with Esav and Laban and Dinah, what happened? After all these things, he wanted to sit down and to concentrate on learning Torah. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he said, "No." Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, לא דיין לצדיקים מה שמתוקן להם לעולם הבא, אלא שמבקשים לשבת בשלווה גם בעולם הזה. Therefore, right away, קפץ עליו רגזו של יוסף. We have the famous פירוש that הראש על התורה הרטל זעס, וסד וישב, סד רמז לסיבות שיראו ליעקב. ישב, יוד is for יוסף, שין is for שמעון, בית for בנימין. Like the פסוק says later on, יוסף איננו ושמעון איננו, ואת בנימין תקחו עליה יוכו לנה. So therefore, that's what Roshi tells us here, יש בזרשי תיבות, these three major problems that יעקב אבינו went through, that's what it says here, the Roshi brings us, and I saw also the תורת משה, חתן סופר, also brings the same ראשי תיבות. But we have also the מרן החידה, he tells us, he said, וישב, it's also very famous, that this is hinting to the four tzarot that Yaakov Abinu went through. What are they? That he had the problem of the Esav and Laban and Dinah and Yosef. Let's hear what written here in the Vayeshev. He said, if you take, Maran Hida says, if you take the second letter of Yosef, that's Vav. The second letter of Dinah, that's the Yud of Vayeshev. Second letter of Esav, that's the Sheen. Second letter of Laban, that's the Bet. This word is coming to hint the four tzarot that Yaakov Abinu went through. And the Marana Hida, he adds also a little bit. He says, why it's written in the Dafka Vayeshem? Why is it hinted in the word Vayeshem? Because he said also the word Vayeshem, it's also Rashi Tibot, Tzadikin, Batihla Yisurim, Ulbasof Shalva. Rashi Tibot Vayeshem. That's what the Tzadikin normally. Here in Olam Hazeh, like what Rashi is telling us here, in Olam Hazeh, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, you shouldn't be calm here. It's not enough that what you have in Olam Haba, you also want to be here in Olam Hazeh, you want to have Yeshiva, Yeshuba Da'at. Therefore, you can't have it. And that's where what Marana Hidah also said, Tzadikim, Tihlatan Yisurin, Ulbasuf Shalva, Rashi Tibot Vayeshem. And that's basically what Midrash Rabbah also is telling us here, at the beginning of the parasha, parasha Pidalit, Siman Gimal. תדע לך שכן הוא, שהרי יעקב אבינו על ידי שבוקש לשבת בשלווה בעולם הזה, נזדבג לו סותנו של יוסף. He had a problem with יוסף. וישב יעקב, he said, לא שלבתי ולא שקטתי ולא נחתי ויבוא רוגז. לא שלבתי מעשיו ולא שקטתי מלבן ולא נחתי מדינה ויבוא רוגז. קפץ עליו רגזו של יוסף. Let's see what the מדרש הרבה is telling us, that יעקב אבינו, he said, not enough. He just finished with the problem of דינה, he just finished with the problem of עשיו and לבן. And he thought that it's going to be more sit down to concentrate on Torah and Avodah, but what could he do? The problem came here, and Yosef HaTzadik came to him. The problem of Yosef HaTzadik, that the brothers, they sold him to Mitzrayim, and Beheb Koto Aviv, the Pasuk says, he was felt so bad, Yaakov Abinu, that Yosef is not around anymore. And the Hakim tell us from the time that Yosef HaTzadik, he wasn't with Yaakov, Yaakov Abinu, Ruach HaKodesh, left him. I saw in the Gemara, Masechet Sanhedrin, the Gemara tells us, Masechet Sanhedrin, Daf Kufav Amud Alef, Amar B'Yohanan, Kol Makom Sh'Neimar V'Yeshev, Eino Ela Lashon Tza'ar. So it's similar to what the Gemara is telling us, Masechet Megillah, anywhere it says V'Yit Lashon Tza'ar, here the Gemara is teaching here, from Rabbi Yohanan, that anywhere it says V'Yeshev, you see problem over there. How? שנאמר, V'Yeshev Yisrael Bashitim, V'Yachay La'am Liznot, אלה בנות מואב, see, trouble came. וישב יעקב בארץ מגורי אביו, ואבי יוסף דבתם רע על אביהם, אני יוסף הסולד. וישב ישראל בארץ מצרים, ויקריבו עם ישראל למות יעקב, אבינו פסטווה. ויש ביהודה וישראל לבטח איש תחת גבנו ואיש תחת תאנתו, ויקם השם שטן לשלמה את הדד. So you see anywhere that says ויישם, there's trouble happening over there. Why? That's what Rabbi Yochanan is saying. Anywhere says the word ויישם, it's לשון צער. I saw here the פירוש ענף יוסף on this Gemara, עליין יעקב. It says, "Ta'ama demilta." Why is it like this? Anywhere it says "Vayeshem," it's lashon sa'ar. Why should it be lashon sa'ar Vayeshem? That's it. What do you want the pasuk to tell you? Vayeshem Yaakov beeres migurei abim. You write that the Sefer HaChaim said that Rashi is medayek this because the pasuk could have said "Vehi Yaakov beeres migurei abim," like it says later on, "Vehi Yaakov beeres Mitzrayim." Why the Torah changed and used the word Vayeshem? So teach us it's lashon sa'ar, but why should it be lashon sa'ar? I saw here in the Anaf Yosef, he says, "Ta'ma de milta, mishum de sarich ha'adam la'asod dirato ba'olam hazeh arai, ki'ilu en lo yishub kabua, lima'an izkor tamid mitato v'yashub el Hashem." He said, the reason v'yeshev is called lashon tsar, because the person should understand and should believe that here, all the lifetime that is living here on earth, it's only temporary. לכתם משנה תלס בפרקי אבות, עד כן עזמיך בפרוסדור, כדי שתכנס לטרקלין. כן, that's here, העולם הזה, it's like, כביכול, passing stage until we get to העולם הבא. קדוש ברוך הוא, he wants to bring the נשמות to העולם הבא, to be נהנה מזיב שכינה, but how is the person gonna be נהנה over there if he didn't do any actions to deserve the good things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do with him? That's what basically the Farshim explain. That's the reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu tob, ודרך הטוב להטיב, therefore he created human on earth, so he should all the times, the person on earth, he has fights between Yesar Ara, he has to overcome his Yesar Ara, so he's working on something. He's earning the Sakhar La'ula Haba, then after 120 years he's going to go up La'ula Haba, is gonna benefit from the sakhar of Allah Haba that he earned it here in Olam Hazeh. Let's hear what Hakim will tell us. Let's hear what Anaf Yosef is telling us over here. Liman zikur tamid mitato v'yashub el Hashem. Therefore, the person should never think that here in Olam Hazeh is permanent. It's not permanent. The permanent house, like the Gemara Masechet Mo'ed Katan says, kurbam batemo le'olam. The Gemara said, "Atchrei kibram batim ole'olam, ela kibram batim ole'olam." Said the main house that the person has, where the burial spot. That's what Hachim tell us. Kol makom velachen, kol makom shirasu Yisrael la'asot le'asman yishub kabua kafas alehem ezer roges. Therefore, he says here, Anaf Yosef, you see, any time that Bnei Israel they wanted to sit permanent on earth here, then you see a trouble happen. ואף על גב דיש גחן גם הצדיקים דזכו לשתי שולחנות ואית הנמי בגמרה אתו צדיקי אכלי בתרי עלמא מסעני להו היינו כשבא להם העושר ותענוג מאליו אז הם מותרים להנות ממנו דרך ערי כי אורח נוטל ללום אבל לעשות לעסמן סדר וישוב קבוע לבקש תענוגי העולם הזה ועשירות פשיטה תאסור להם לצדיקים לעשות כן. It says here, even though we see that many צדיקים, they are zochim l'shtei shulchanot. Baruch Hashem, they're big in Torah, and they're also wealthy in Mammon also. They have shtei shulchanot, like Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, Torah u'gdula b'makom echad. So you see, there are hachaim like this. So he said this, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to give it to them, then they have the permission to benefit from the wealth that Hashem gave it to them. But to ask for it, and he says here, אז מותרים, אבל לעשות לעצמו סדר ויישוב קבוע לבקש תענוגי העולם הזה ועשירות? If the person, he wants to run after pleasures העולם הזה, therefore he's praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's asking, demanding from Hashem to make him enjoy העולם הזה, so that's העולם הזה, it's not for us, that's for Esav. He said, פשיטה די אסור להם לצדקים לעשות כן. That's for sure, it's אסור. העולם הזה is for Esav. We see, ויתרוססו הבנים בקרבה, יעקב ונעשיו, יעקב תוק עולם הבא, נעשיו תוק עולם הזה. So basically, העולם הזה is only for עשיו. You're right, the person, he has to eat, he has to drink, to get to עולם הבא, he have to eat, he have to survive here in העולם הזה, because that's the first door, to get to לטרקלין, to get to the main place in העולם הבא. But still, if הקדוש ברוך הוא decided to make you wealthy, you should thank him, and you are allowed to benefit from that wealth. But to demand it, to have ta'anugi olam hazeh, that's you don't have permission. והיינו נמי דעיתה במדרש צדיקים מבקשים לשבת בשלווה בעולם הזה, אמר הקדוש ברוך הוא, לא דיין צדיקים מה שמתוקן להם לעולם הבא, אלא הם בקשים גם בעולם הזה, כלומר, what does it mean? כשהצדיקים מבקשים לעשות סדר לעצמן להנות משלוות עולם הזה דרך ישיבה ולא דרך עראי, אז אומר הקדוש ברוך הוא, לא דיין. That means, that's what you're telling us over here, the Anaf Yosef, the person is not supposed to demand to have pleasures in the Olam Hazeh, that's if Hashem decided to give it to you, he accepted, but don't ask for it. Here Yaakov Abinu was asking, here, V'yeshev Yaakov, B'kesh Yaakov L'shevet B'shalva. So Shalva, not here, not in this world. Even though there's nothing to compare between the Shalva that Yaakov wanted to the Shalva that we, Ba'avonot Harbin, we're thinking about, but here, Yaakov Abinu on his level, why he wanted the Shalva Yaakov Abinu? He wanted to concentrate, have the, you know, the no problems on his head, to sit down, concentrate, on Talmud Torah. That's the Shalva that Yaakov Abinu was asking for. Nevertheless, no Shalva here in Olam Hazeh. That's what the Gemara tells us. I saw also the Hatam Sofer. He brings down here in Torat Moshe, the beginning of the parasha, the Kuf Mem Tet Amud Alef, V'yeshev Yaakov Pirash Rashi B'kesh Yaakov L'shevet B'Shalva. He says here, אמרו חזל בסוף פרק המדי בבא בתרא, מסכת בבא בתרא דף י' זין, שקדוש ברוך הוא הטעים לאבותינו בעולם הזה מעין עולה הבא. קדוש ברוך הוא, he gave to the אבות הקדושים, אברהם, יצחק, יעקב, he gave them whatever they need in העולם הזה, he made them taste כביכול, small taste of העולם הבא. תענוגות העולם הזה, it's כביכול, היורה of העולם הבא, whatever, a little bit from העולם הבא. שנאמר בהם, בכל, מכל, כל. השם בלסת אברהם בכל, ויתן לו מעשר מכל, וכל השם תן לי עשר עשר אינו לך, אברהם שחק יעקב. יש לי כל, יעקב בן יוסד, יש לי כל. So that's what it says here, בכל מכל כל, that's השם בלסת אברהם בכל, בלסת יצחק במכל, בלסת יעקב בכל. את ספשייל ברכה, הקדוש ברוך הוא גיב דם. שמע מנה, טוב לצדיקים לשבת בשלווה. It sounds like, השם גיבת to them. If השם גיבת to them, it means it's good that the צדיקים should be living here in Olam Hazeh b'shalva. So how come when Yaakov was asking, was demanding the shalva, Hashem punished him, and right away Yosef HaTzadik, the brother of Yosef, popped up. What happened? V'gam Yaakov m'chla l'anal. Also Yaakov, b'kol m'kol kol, kol, v'yish li kol. Who's that? That's Yaakov Abinu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he gave him ta'anugot Olam Hazeh, shalvat Olam Hazeh. What was he asking for? And he said, "Yesh li kol." Abal amru hazal masechet yoma daf'ayin adef ki orech yamim ushnot hayim yosifu lach. Ushnot hayim. What does mean years of life should add to you? What does mean years of life? V'ichi yesh yamim she'inam shel hayim. What does that mean? Ela elu shenotav shel ha'adam shemetapechin lo mira'a letoba. Shnot hayim. What does shnot hayim? A good life that a person, if he had trouble, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to take him out of the trouble and is going to make him calm down, going to make him live b'shalva. That's called Shinot Hayim. Ki, he explains here, ki mi shekol yamav b'toba v'nehina ba'olam hazeh me'en olah haba m'kol makom enenu ki mi shehaya b'tzarot rabot v'ra'ot v'yotze l'nachat v'tom. It's not the same if the person, all his lifetime, everything was going smooth by him, everything's good. Baruch Hashem, he never faced any trouble. It's not the same, this guy, to a different guy who went through a lot of trouble, but after that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved him, and now he made him sit b'shalva. The second person is going to enjoy the shalva much more. V'laze, lo zachu shum ahad min ha'abot. So the second type of shalva, after the person is going to go through the trouble, after that, to sit b'shalva, such a shalva, Kadosh Baruch Hu did not give to the Abot HaKadoshim, Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Abraham, Yitzchak, rather, to be precise, Hashem didn't give it to them. Why? Ki kulam yashbu b'shalva mimot olam. Abraham and Yitzchak, they had good all their lifetime. They didn't go any through bad things that Kadosh Baruch Hu had to flip it to them from bad to good. They didn't face such a thing, Abraham and Ishaq. Why? He said, well, Abraham didn't go through trouble. Of course, Nimrod wanted to kill him. All these things. Asran Sionot, Kadosh Baruch Hu tested them. Each one's stronger than the other, harder than the other. He didn't go through trouble. Of course, he went through trouble. He says, no, they didn't go through trouble. Why not? He says, "Afalgi Abdi Abraham Abinu Alav Shalom Hayan Nerdaf Min Nimrod Veishlicho Letoch Kibshana Esh." He said, "In Ze Tzar, that's not called Tzar. Ela Mirtzono. That's his own decision, Abraham Avinu. Why? Shehare Haya Yachol Lehodot LeNimrod VeHaya Moshibo Berosh Al Gapei Meromim." If Abraham would have admitted to Nimrod, then Nimrod would have put him also leader, and he would have higher his position. So it's only because Abraham, he wanted to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's his own decision. So that even though he went through that tzara, he said that tzara for Abraham is not called tzara. Why? Because he knew with doing this, he's serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's his happiness. He's happy that he's doing it. וכול מה שאדם עושה מרצונו הטוב לא נחשב לו לצרה, כי זהו עוקר שמחתם של הצדיקים לסור נפשם באהבה, ויום יום מצפים ממתינים על ככה. That's what he says here. Therefore, all the tests that Abraham went through, it was up to him. You want to go through the test or not, it's up to you. There's nothing over here that Kadosh Baruch Hu put him through that trouble. No, he put himself through that trouble, and he did it בשמחה to serve Kadosh Baruch Hu. And he explains here the Hatam Sofer. He said, "Vegam ze haya hefresh ben Hanukkah lePurim." That's the exact difference between Hanukkah and Purim. Ki Haman gazar liyashmid laharog ulabed al korham. Vizohi tzara gedola. Uchshe negalu asu mishte v'simcha v'yom tov. Ki asu mitzara l'rvacha. Said by Haman at the times of Purim, Am Israel they were in trouble. Ki betzara gedola. Anachnu we were Haman. He wanted to destroy Am Israel. אנשים, נשים ויטף, everyone. כן? מנער ועד זקן, טף ונשים ביום אחד. He wants to kill everyone. That's Haman הרשע. Therefore, obviously, עם ישראל, it's not up to them. Haman wanted to kill them, whether if they're going to accept the religion of Haman or not, he doesn't care. He wants to destroy them. Therefore, after הקדוש ברוך הוא saved us from Haman, you have to make שמחה ומשתה ביום טוב. It's a party, it's a יום טוב. It's a happy day. That's, כביכול, תענוג, that's the main שמחה. אבל מלך יוון, at the times of the חשמונאים, now he by חנוכה, that's coming in מוצאי שבת, this Sunday, מלך יוון לא בקש להשמידם, אלא רק להעבירם על דתם. He only wanted עם ישראל to join the Greeks, that's all. He didn't force us, you know, he wanted to kill us, he ran after us, no. Just be like us. ואילו היו חס ושלום מודים לו, היה מגביע את קרנם. If Am Israel would have agreed to him to serve his God חס ושלום, then he would have left us alive. And not only left us alive, obviously he would have raised our position, hired us. אך הם בסדקתם וחסידותם ברצונם בחרו המוות ויסורים עד שיושיעם השם יתברך. ואז קבעו להודות ולהלל ולא למשתה בשמחה. Then, therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu, since that Am Israel, they were saved from the Hashmonaim, from the Yevanim as well. Therefore, the Yevanim, what they wanted to do by us, they wanted us to be like them. If we're going to be like them, it's up to us, just like similar to what Abraham Abinu went through. All the Nsiyonot Abraham went through, it was up to him. Therefore, when we were saved, then they made it Halel Halel ul-Hodot, not Lemishteh ul-Simcha. That's what he says over here. V'alkein, Abraham Abinu alav shalom lo yatsa mitzara l-Rvaha. So you see from here that Abraham, he didn't go through trouble, then he was saved, was flipped from trouble to good. That's what the Gemara said, Yorech Yamim u'Shnot Hayim, that Shenot of Hayim, what good years, that when a person is going to feel the good years, if he went through trouble, then Hashem saved him, then he's going to feel the good years. That's what happened, he said, to Yaakov. But to Abraham and Ishaq, it didn't happen like this. It was their own option. They have the Bechira. However, Yaakov Abinu, נתנסה בצרות רבות ורעות, מלבן ועשיו ומיתת רחל ומעשה דינה ושכיבת בלהה. Trouble one after the other, יעקב בן went through. And it's not up to him. הקדוש ברוך הוא put him in that trouble. סנאו יעקב אבינו, if Hashem would have given יעקב אבינו to sit בשלווה near the עולם הזה, that type of שלווה, no one tested it. That type of שלווה, leave it for העולם הבא. על כן, אם היה זוכה לשבת בשלווה אחר כך בארץ ישראל, זוהי שלווה שלא זכה אליה שום אחד מאבותינו. ומה שישב בשלווה בארץ מצרים, 17 שנה זה לא נחשב כמה שהיה בערבת הארץ. So that's what it says over here. That's when Yaakov Abinu, he wanted to sit בשלווה, you Yaakov Abinu, you're different than Abraham and Ishaq. By Abraham and Ishaq, it was up to them to be in the trouble or not. Therefore, when they were saved from the trouble, it's not that in their days they were flipped from bad to good. They chose it. But by you, Yaakov Abinu, you went through all these four sorrow that we mentioned, and also Shechibat Bilha that he brings over here also. All these things, Hashem put him in there. So now you want to switch, you want me to switch all these things to have a Shnot Hayim? That's enough for Olam Haba. Here in Olam Hazeh, you have to continue working, serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Hashem later on is going to give you all the Sechar in Olam Haba. Therefore, when Yaakov Abinu, he wanted to sit B'Shervach, he had Kafas Alav Rukhdo Shel Yosef, and the problem started with Yosef, and like you see in the beginning of the parasha, that Yosef started having the dream, and Ve'ahalom Yosef Halom Ve'esaper Le'ahav, Ve'Yosef Otzino Oto. He had a dream, and he told it to his brothers, and Ve'Yosef Otzino Oto. Ve'yom Ha'alein Shemona Ha'alein Asel Asher Halamti, he told them the dream, and then the brothers, they answered him, Ve'yomeru Lo Ehav Ha'maluch Temloch Aleinu, Imashot Temshul Banu. They hated him because of his dreams and because of his words. What does it mean they hated him? Because of what he's saying and because of his dream. So the simple understanding that they hated him, even though that your dream, it's true, it's going to be fulfilled, but when is it going to be fulfilled? Like Mara learns in Masechet Berachot, Yosef's dream was fulfilled after 22 years. How? Because the Gemara does simple calculation. Yosef was 17 years old, the Pasuk says clearly here. And when he came in front to interpret the Halom of Pharaoh, he was 30 years old. Yosef ben 30 shana bi'omdo lefnei Pharaoh melech Mitzrayim. And then 7 years of the hunger, of the Saba', and 2 years of hunger, that's when the Yaakov and his sons, they came, and they bowed down to him. So it took the 22 years for Yosef's dream to be fulfilled. So the brothers, they hated Yosef. Why? Probably he had a good dream. I understand he had a good dream. But why you have to tell us? Why you have to be mitpa'er kibayachol in your dream? Therefore, they hated him. Why? Because they al sarab shata, like Rashi tells us in the beginning of Parashat Shemot, said, Ehyeh asher ehyeh. Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, go tell Ben Israel, I'm going to be with you in this tzara, in this galut of Mitzrayim. And then also I'm going to be with you in other galiyot. Moshe told the Kadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, they yell Sara b'shata. There, Kadosh Baruch Hu told him, you're right, Moshe Rabbeinu, Kotom al b'nei Israel, Ehyeh shelachani alechem. Said, I'm going to be with you here, now in Mitzrayim, I'll save you. As of now, why you have to tell us about what's going to be? Therefore, the brothers, they hated him, because he was, kibyachol, mitpa'er, and he was saying the dream over to his friends, to his brothers, he was saying it, was mitpa'er in his dream. Therefore, they hated him. However, I saw the Ramban, he brings down here something that's strange. He says, "B'ta'am al halomuta ve'al dibarav," they hated him on his dreams and his words. So I understand they hated him on the saying that he was telling them his dreams. I understand why they hated him al halomuta. The Ramban writes here, "Shehayu sonim oto al halomot," they hated him for the dream. "Ve'gam al sepur shehu meseper oto lahem kimetalel." כמו שאמר שמעונה החלום זה אשר חלמתי. רמבן, he said, they hated him. That's what it says basically in the Pasuk. They hated him on the dreams and on the way he was saying the dream. I understand the way he's saying the dream, there is what to hate him for. But why the brothers, they hated him on the dream itself? Is he controlling what kind of dream he's going to have? If that's the dream that he had, why do you have to hate him for? If that's Min HaShamayim, they wanted him to have such a dream. I don't understand. What do you want from him? Why you hate him because of his dreams? Not only this, see also the next pasuk, when Yosef, he told the dream to his father, how did he answer him? וספר לאביו אליך, ויגער בו אביו. His father screamed at him. ויאמר לו, מה החלום הזה אשר חלמת? What kind of dream he had? הבוא, אני ואמך ואחיך שתחבות לך ארצה? Are you thinking that we're going to bow down to you? Me and your mother and your brothers, all of us are going to bow down to you? Okay, we'll get to it maybe later on, I understand. But the Ramban here also said the same thing. وطعم هجعرا لومار, طعم هجعرا, the Ramban asked, why Yaakov he had to scream at Yosef? איך נסאכל בכלל החלום, החלום הזה? How dare you are to have such a dream? As it were one from me. That's the dream that I had. I'm telling you what they told me in the Shamayim. How dare you are to have such a dream? There's a person controlling his dreams. I don't know what's going on over here. אין זה כי אם גובה לב ונערות שיעלו דברים כאלו על לבבך. Told him, how could you have such a dream? We don't understand Chaura. What does he want here from him? But he had a dream. And not only this, later on, when Yosef came to the brothers, what they told him? ויאמרו איש אל אחיו, הנה בעל החלומות הלזה בא. What does בעל החלומות הלזה means? This, the dreamer, this guy, he always dreams. This guy came to us now. So we have to take care of him. That's why they have to take him aboard, throw him in the pit, sell him to Orihat Shmi'alim, whatever they decided, whatever to do with him. But why they called him Ba'al HaLamot? Because he only had two dreams. According to the Hasid, only three dreams. Okay, because of three dreams, خلاص, he called him Ba'al HaLamot. Ba'al HaLamot, the dreamer. This guy always dreams. Hasid only two dreams, yeah. What do you want from him? And we have also Rashi, Masechet Sanhedrin, also tells us the Flemed over there. Rashi says, Ba'al HaLamot, that's Malach, Shemagid HaLamot. This is a special Malach who gives the Halamot to people when they go to sleep. That's called Ba'al HaLamot. Kaura, what does this have to do over here? And why they called him Ba'al HaLamot? Because of two dreams that he had. So also we have to understand. So simple understanding, we could explain based on the Gemara. The Gemara tells us in Masechet Berachot, Daf Nun He Amud Alef, Amar Rab Huna, לאדם טוב אין מראין לו חלום טוב ולאדם רע אין מראין לו חלום רע. Yeah, where is it here? Said for the person, if the person is good, they would never show him in his dream a good dream. And if someone is bad, they would never show him a bad dream. That means for someone who's good, they show him bad dreams, and for someone's bad, they show him good dreams. תניא נמיאחי, it's also written in the Braita. כל שנותיו של דוד לא ראה חלום טוב. All the years that David HaMelech lived, obviously David HaMelech was tzaddik, said he never saw a good dream all his life. וכל שנותיו של אחיתופל, that he was rasha, לא ראה חלום רע. Only saw good dreams. Why is it like this? Rashi tells us here, לאדם טוב מראין לו חלום רע. So you see, Rashi already is gores right away. For a good person, they show him bad dream. Like the way I read the Gemara, לאדם טוב אין מראין לו חלום טוב. They do not show him good dream. But it doesn't mean they have to show him bad dreams. But she says בפירוש, yeah, they show him bad dream. לאדם טוב מראין לו חלום רע. Why? כדי שידאג ולא יחיתה. וישיכפר לו עצבונו. Because מן השמיים, they don't want him to enjoy the dream. Why? Because probably it's going to take away from his זכויות. אלא אדרבה, they want him to feel bad. שידאג, and he should do עבירות. ולאדם רע, on the other hand, someone who's bad, מראין לו חלום טוב, כדי לשמחו שיוכל עולמו. They want to make him happy in this world, someone who's bad, want to make him happy in this world, to eat his reward in העולם הזה, so you shouldn't have any זכויות לעולם הבא. That's what it says over here. חאורה, you have to understand, why is it like this, but? And so I saw the Maharsha explains here, he said, יש להקשות מחלומו של יוסף הצדיק, if the Gemara is telling us over here that someone who's good, they show him bad dream. What happened to Yosef al-Tzaddik? Yosef al-Tzaddik, he saw a good dream. How come? Was he good? Was he bad? They showed him a good dream. וכן לקומן שמואל, כי אהבה חזה חלמת הבא וכו'. The Gemara later on is going to tell us about שמואל, האמורה, anytime he used to have a good dream, he used to say, בחלום אדבר בו. The dream is sort of nebuah, like the Gemara said, אחד משישים מנבואה. It's sort of a small nebuah. בחלום אדבר בו. Whenever he used to see a bad dream, he used to say, חלמות שווה ידברו. חלמות are nonsense. So you see, שמואל האמורה, he used to see a good dream. How come? How come? And יוסף צדיק, how come he saw a good dream? השמש, הירח, ואחד עשר כוכבים משתחווים, all these things, how come he saw it? ויש לומר, זה חלום טוב המתקיים. כי עין נבואה ועל ידי מלאך לקמן ודאי מראים גם לאדם טוב. אבל חלום טוב שאין מתקיים, דהיינו שעל ידי שד ולא בא אלא משום דחדווה מסתייה, אין מראים לאדם טוב. וכן להפך לאפסט. That's what he says over here. He says the Maharsha, he said, really, if it was a good dream that's going to be fulfilled, they would show, even if someone is good, they would show him that good dream. All what the Gemara wrote over here, for someone who's good, they never show him good dream. That's a good dream that's not going to be fulfilled. How? Because the Gemara says later on, it said, one pasuk says, "Bahaloma de berbo," it sounds like the dream is nibua. Different pasuk said, "Halamot shavi de beru," sounds like it's all nonsense. How is it? La kashia, kan ala de malach, kan ala de shed. Sometimes the person he has dream, through a shade comes to him, and he wants to laugh at him, he make him have all crazy dreams. Sometimes good, sometimes bad, but doesn't mean it's going to be fulfilled. That type of dream that's not going to be fulfilled and it's good, they would never show someone who's good. Why? Because why you want to make him happy and it's not going to be fulfilled? Don't show it to him at all. On the other hand, someone who's bad, they would never show him a bad dream. Why? Because it's not going to be fulfilled. So but if that dream is going to be fulfilled, whether if it's good or it's bad, they would show it to the good or the bad. So that's what it says here. The Maharsha explains here the Gemara. It comes out from this Gemara. For someone who's good, they would never show him a good dream. So here by Yosef al-Sadiq, he had a good dream. He said, and his bundle stood up, and everyone else is bowing down to him. So that's a good dream. If that's a good dream, the brothers, they judged. How come? The Gemara says, لَأَدَمْ تُوبْ إِنْ مَرْئِنْ لَوْ حَلُمْ تُوبْ. So how come Yosef al-Sadiq, he saw a good dream? It must have been that Yosef is not Sadiq. Why? Because if he was Sadiq, how come he saw a good dream? That's what the brothers, they decided. Therefore, they hated him al-Halumotav, on the dreams itself. Why? Because from the dream, that's the biggest proof that you are not Sadiq. Why? Because if you were Sadiq, the Gemara says clearly, Adam Tob, and Marin lo Halom Tob. So how come you saw a good dream? And it must have been that you really... You, Yosef Sadiq, you're not Sadiq, you're not righteous. Probably on the outside you look like righteous, but on the inside you're not a good guy, because the fact that they showed you a halom, halom tob, how can I show you a halom, good dream? It must have been that you're not good. That's why the brothers, they hated him al halom utav also. But he could also explain that the Gemara continues over here, that the person, whenever he has dream, they make him have dream on the thing that he was thinking about during the daytime. Anything that a person is thinking about during the day, at night, he's going to think about it. Like what Daniel, at Malka, Ra'ayonach al Mishkibach Seliku. Whatever you were doing throughout the day, you got busy with something, you're thinking about it too much, at night you're going to have a dream about it. Now, if that's the case, the brothers, they saw that Yosef, he had a dream that they are going to bow down to him. That means during the daytime, Yosef al-Sadiq was thinking that he's waiting, he can't wait until the moment that his brother is going to bow down to him. And therefore he had a dream at night like this. So they hated him also in the dream itself. Why? Because how dare you are to have such a dream? What does it mean? Because you caused that dream. Therefore, also they called him Ba'al HaLomot. You are Kibyachol, you made that dream, you caused that dream to come to you. Why? Because obviously you were thinking about it throughout the day. How could you think about such a thing during the daytime? Therefore, they called him, you are Ba'al HaLomot. They hated him on the dream itself. That's what Mfarshim explained over here. And with this also, we explained once, he said, if you pay attention to the Psukim, in the first dream that Yosef had, that the bundles, they're going to bow down to his bundle, it says in the Pasuk that the brothers, they hated him. And after that, he had the second dream about that the sun and the moon and the 11 stars, they're going to bow down to him. And the Pasuk says, second dream, the brothers got jealous of him. It doesn't say that they hated him but when he told them the second dream. In the first dream, they hated him. Second dream, they got jealous of him. Why it doesn't say that they hated him in the second dream? And Farshim, they explain, Ben Shai explains, that really, in the first dream, they thought that probably Yosef was thinking about it throughout the day, that he's going to be the king. Therefore, no wonder why he had such a dream at night. But the second dream, he had dreamed that his father and his mother and all his 11 brothers are going to bow down to him. He said, such a dream. For sure, Yosef al-Sadiq did not think about it throughout the day. Why? Because could it be that Yosef is thinking that his father and mother are going to bow down to him? Cannot be. Okay? If that's the case, how come he has such a dream at night? The Gemara said, the person, they would never show a person at night an elephant going through the hole of the needle. Why? Because he never thought about it. Different things that whatever the person sees throughout the day, I said, probably he has a dream at night. Recently, someone showed me a mouse chasing a cat. Someone showed me a short video. A mouse chasing a cat. So usually we see the opposite, but here olam hafukh ra'iti. So that's what it is. So, but something crazy that the elephant's gonna fit inside the hole of the needle, that they would never show a person like this at night, unless probably tonight you're gonna have such a dream about it. Why? Because we spoke about it now. But usually, he said, the Gemara said, they would never show him. So if that's the case, how come Yosef, he had a dream that his parents are gonna bow down to him? For sure, he didn't think about it throughout the day. And if bechol zot, he had such a dream at night, must have been that this dream is coming through Malach, and this dream is Nebuah, and it's going to be fulfilled. Therefore, the second dream, Bekanubo, they got jealous of him, doesn't say that they hated him. They hated him about the first dream. But the second dream, they believed, the brothers, that this dream is Menashamayim. Therefore, his father, Yaakov, he told him, "Ma halom azeh asher halamta? Eich mila achal b'cha lahalom halom kaze? How dare you are to have such a dream at night?" That's what Yaakov was telling Yosef in front of the brothers. He was telling them this, that you caused that dream. You are ba'al halomot. You caused that dream. How dare you are to have such a dream? Because you are thinking about it throughout the day. But this only, Rashi tells us, this only Yaakov was telling Yosef in front of the brothers. But for him, Yaakov himself, V'abiv shamarat ad-dabar, hayam amtin umtsapeh matay yabo. He was waiting for that dream to be fulfilled. That's what Hakim tell us over here. That's only to push away the qana'ah of the brothers, that they shouldn't be jealous and shouldn't hate Yosef at-Sadiq. Therefore, he told him such a dream. He told such a dream, you caused it. But that's only next to the brothers. But him, for himself, Yaakov Abinu, V'abiv shamart ad-dabar, and he hinted to Yosef Tzadik. He told him, "Ma ha-halom azeh asher halamta?" He told him, Rahel, his mother, already passed away. And then Farshim, they bring just a remez. He said, if you take the last letter of the word asher halamta, habo nabo, asher halamta, habo, take the last letter of the word asher, start reading forward, you see Rahel Mita. He told him that his mother Rahel already passed away. So Yaakov was telling Yosef, I know between me and you, I know that your dream is Nebuah. I'm just screaming at you in front of your brother, they shouldn't get jealous of you. But I know that your dream is Nebuah. Why? Because how could you think throughout the day that your mother bowing down to you? His mother already, Rahel, she passed away already. It must have been that your dream is emet. And he told him, I know you, you Yosef Tzaddik, you're a righteous man. He told him, ma ha halom azeh asher halamta. What does it mean, ma? Ma, that shows anava. Like the Gemara learns about Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe and Aharon, they said, v'nachnu ma? Nothing. What are we? That shows the anava. Here Yaakov is telling Yosef, ma ha halom azeh asher halamta. I know that your dream, you're not thinking about Gedullah and to become a king throughout the day, and therefore you had such a dream at night. No, I know you. You have Anava, you're Yosef Tzaddik. I know who do I have. Ki ben zekunim ulo. Yaakov was teaching Yosef. All the Torah that Yaakov learned Shem Ba'iber, he passed it on to Yosef Tzaddik. Ki ben zekunim ulo, the Baal HaTorim told us, he said zekunim, that he taught him all the Mishnayot. Taught him everything. So the zekunim, Zerashe Tebot, Zeraim, Kadashim, Nashim and Yeshuot, which is Seder Nezikin, Seder Mu'aydi. Taught him all the Hamishas Darim. And we told you once that Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Sheikhia, he says, what about Seder Taharot? Baal HaTorim said he taught him Zekunim. There's no Seder Taharot over here. How come he didn't teach him Seder Taharot? So he wants to say, he said, back then, Seder Taharot and Seder Kadashim, they used to be one Seder. Why? Because obviously, Seder Kadashim, the person is not allowed to eat Kadashim unless if you are Tahor. So Kadashim Taharot goes together. But later on, with the times, they saw that it's too much Seder Kadashim Taharot. They split it into two separate Sederim. That's what he brings down in Derech Siha, Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Well, this is the idea. But back then, they used to have only five Sederim. Therefore, Yaakov told him everything. So Yaakov, he said, I know who do I have in front of me. I know that you are Yosef Tzaddik. For sure, you're not thinking about Gedulah throughout the day to have such a dream at night. And for sure, your dream is for sure the dream of Nebuah. Therefore, I know that your dream is going to be fulfilled. The Aviv Shamar Dabar is waiting when that dream is going to be fulfilled. And you see later on that the brothers, they hated Yosef and they got jealous of him. Therefore, when he came to them, they wanted to kill him. And Reuben, he saved them. Bishma'a Reuben, v'salehum yadam. B'yomad lo lo kenu nafesh. He wanted to save Yosef as-Sadiq from their hand. And everyone knows the Pirush of Baalat, what's his name? Urahim HaKadosh. Said, v'yatzilehum yadam. He wanted to save Yosef from their hand. What does it mean from their hand? It says, "Orachayim Hakadosh, Pirush lefishi haAdam baal bechira veRatzon, veYachol laharog mi shelon tchayeb mita." A person has the free will. If Yosef is gonna fall in their hands, they might kill him even if he's not tchayeb mita. However, Mashiach ken hayot raot lo yifgeu baAdam im lo tchayeb mita laShamayim. Vehu omro v'tzilehu miAdam Pirush miyad bechiri. He wanted to save Yosef from whom? But to save him from their free will. That's why it's a little miyadam. Ubaze satar umro, ben re ma yu halumotav, ke behirat tibatel adabar. Ben re ayam yarguhu, ke shaker deber. That's what he tells us here, the Orachayim HaKadosh, that he wanted to save Yosef from the brothers because since that they have free will, they could kill him even if he's not hayam mita. Therefore, he said, let's throw him in the pit, even though hachayin talas we have borrek in bomaim. Said bor rek in bo mayim hakim said in bor is rashet ebot abal nechashim ve'akrabim yesh bo. It was all full of snakes and scorpions, but the bor that they threw him in. Nevertheless, Reuben, he says, no, if we're going to throw Yosef over there, if he's not hayab mitel shamayim, nothing's going to happen to him. Even though you have a gemara masichet ibamot, the gemara tells us over there that if you see a person who fell to a pit full of scorpions or snakes, the Gemara said, you don't have to wait to see that he's dead. You could go to Beit Din, witness that I saw him is dead. Why? Because obviously, the scorpions and snakes, they're going to bite and they're going to kill him. Even though Reuben, he knows that Yosef HaTzadik is Tzadik, and the scorpions, they're not going to touch him. Like you see Daniel, he threw him in the Guba Arayot. And what happened to him? Nothing. They sat down next to him. They were scared from him. Why? Because that person, any person who's the tzaddik, the behemoth, they're not going to touch him. They can't do anything to him. That's what Hakim tell us. And basically, we have the Gemara, Masechet Shabbat, Daf Kuf Nun Alef Amud Bet. Amar Papa, Umorachem v'hetechem yehye al kol hayat haaretz. The Pasuk said that the fear of a human is on all the behemoth. That means the behemoth, they're scared to attack a human. The Gemara says here, כל זמן שהאדם חי, אימתו מוטלת על הבריות. כיוון שמת, בטלה אימתו. As long as the person is living, then he has the צלם אלוקים is with him. Then that person, the behemoth, they're going to look at him, they're going to see צלם אלוהים on him, they're going to run away from him. However, after a person passes away, after he dies, the neshama is not there anymore. Therefore, the behemoth, they see a body in front of them, they attack it, they eat it, no problem. But as long as the person is living, the behemoth, all the wild animals would never come close to next to that person to harm him, to attack him. Never happens. That's what it says here in the Gemara. Why? The Pasuk Meforash says, Murachem v'hatichem hiya al kol hayat haaretz. Continues Rabbapa. Amar Rabbapa, Nekitinan arye abetere lanafil. Yeah? Arye abetere lanafil. Rashi tells us here, arye abetere lanafil lehorgan. Kidichtib murachem tere. Ukhtib al kol hayat haaretz v'afilu arye. Rabbapa is coming with Hadosh here. He said, arye, even the lion, if he sees two people, he would never attack these two people to kill them. Never happened. Why? Because the Pasuk said, Murachim, if you have two people, then a lion would never attack you. Murachim, v'hatichem, yeah, al kol hayat haaretz. Everything, even the king of the animals, so the king of the hayot, said the lion would never attack a person. That's what Rabbapa is saying here. The Gemara said, what are you talking about, Rabbapa? Behaka hazina dinafil. How many times you see a lion attacks people and they kill them? It does happen. What are you telling us? That a person, as long as he's living, he has neshama, animals would never touch him. We do see that they do touch him, they kill him, they eat him. How are you going to explain that? The Gemara answer said, no. Hahu kidrami barabba. The Amar Rami barabba in haya sholetet ba'adam ad shenidmalo kabbehima. Shnei Amar Adam bikar bel yalin nimshal kabbehimut nidmu. Says Rami barabba, he's telling us, he said, anytime that you see animal attacking a human, that's only for one reason, that human, he does not have Tzelem Elokim on him. And therefore the animals look at that person, the animal's eyes is like another animal. It's also behema. Therefore the behema could attack him. But if he does have Tzelem Elokim on him, any behema, any animals would never come close to him, would never touch him and do harm, kill him and do anything to him. Why? And Farshim explain, what is abetere? Rashi simple understanding told us that for two people, the lion would never attack if they do have Tzelem Elokim. But in Farshim, I saw they explain, that's a lion would never attack two. What does it mean two? Rashi says two people. But the way I saw they explain, said two, that's a goof and neshama. If the person has body and soul, then the behemoth will never touch him. However, if he did abirot and his soul becomes tamen, he didn't keep his soul b'kedusha, then as if his soul is not around anymore. So the behemoth sees only body over here. So if that's a body, what's the difference? Is it going to attack that human or attack another donkey or a lion? Same thing. But if that person, he does have tzelem elokim, behemoth would never come close to him. And with this, I saw them Farshim, they explain, that's how Reuben, he wanted to save Yosef HaTzadik, throw him to the pit of scorpions and snakes, even though they would attack him. I said, no, if Yosef HaTzadik, they would never touch him. If he deserved to die, okay, then let the behemoth kill him, not us. That's what Reuben wanted. And the Pasuk said clearly, Leman Hatzil Oto Miyadam, he wanted to save him. How come you wanted to save him if you threw him in that pit that he has scorpions and snakes? Some they want to explain that Reuben, he never knew that there are scorpions and snakes. But we're explaining, even if he knew, like Orahim HaKadosh said, V'tzilehum yadam, he wanted to save Yosef from their hand, from humans' hand. Why? Because they have the free will, they could kill him. But behemoth, they would never touch him unless if he deserved it. That's why Reuben wanted to save Yosef. And with this, We could understand that also something in the Chaura, that after they came to Yaakov Avinu and they told him that Yosef hayara'a akhalatu, that Yosef an animal attacked him and he died, Pasuk said ve'ikra Yaakov simlotav, he ripped his clothes ve'yasim sak be'motav ve'yitabel al benoim rabim, he set abelut on his son. He didn't want to accept it. ויקומו כל בניו וכל בנותיו לנחמו, ומאין להתנחם. They came to eulogize him. Never accepted. He would never accept how come his son, Yosef HaTzadik, died. חאורה, that's amazing. יעקב אבינו, חכים לטלס, חייב האדם לברך על הרעה, כשם שהוא מברך על הטובה. The person has to thank הקדוש ברוך הוא for the bad, same way he thanks הקדוש ברוך הוא for the good. And here, יעקב אבינו, he didn't want to accept Din Shamayim on him. If that's what Hashem wanted, if Hashem wanted Yosef to die, so he should have accepted the Yaakov Avinu. How come? He didn't want to accept Nechama. Why not? Where's your Yaakov Avinu? How come you're not thanking Kadosh Baruch Hu for the bad? Yaakov Avinu. Ella, with the way that we're explaining, that Yaakov Avinu, he says, all my lifetime, I was sitting with Yosef HaTzadik and I was teaching him Torah. The whole 17 years, we were learning together. Ki ben zekunim hulo, he taught him the whole Torah that he learned from Shem Va'ayber, he passed it on to Yosef. And Yosef, ki ben ve'atalo keton pasim, he loved him so much, and he cared so much about him, and he taught him the whole Torah more than the brothers. He taught him everything. The brothers, they were with the field, they were in the field with the cattle. But him, Yosef HaTzadik, was sitting down learning Torah, ben zekunim hulo. Like we said, from Baal HaTurim. And we explained that any behemah would never attack a person unless that person, he appears in the eyes of the behemah like a behemah. So here Yaakov Abinu, when they told him, they brought him the clothing of Yosef, ketonet pasim, hayara akhalatu taraf taraf Yosef, an animal attacked him. How could an animal attack my dear son Yosef al-Saddiq? How could she attack him? If Yosef al-Saddiq had Selim Elokim on him, behemah would never come close to him. So how come the behemah killed him and attacked him and everything? How could that be? Therefore, Yaakov Abinu, he said, he realized that probably Yosef al-Saddiq, he was showing off that he was Saddiq. He wasn't Saddiq, Hasv Shalom. Otherwise, the behemah would never kill him. How come Taruf Toraf Yosef? If Taruf Toraf Yosef, that means he does not have Selim Elokim on him. That means Yosef, Hasv Shalom, is Rasha. If that's the case, all these 17 years, what happened? All these 17 years, I was thinking wrong about Yosef Tzaddik. I thought that he was Tzaddik, but Entocho Kibaro is not true Tzaddik, Yosef Tzaddik. Therefore, Yaakov Abinu, he felt so bad that how could Yosef trick him? He felt Kibyachol sort of same way when he got the brachot from Yitzhak, and when Esav came to get the brachot from Yitzhak, he told him, Be'ihirad Yitzhak harada gedola ad meod. And Farshim explained over there, also, not that Yitzhak Abinu, he regretted giving the brachot to Yaakov. He himself said, Gam baruch yiyeh. He also said, Gam baruch yiyeh. But Ella, Yitzhak Abinu, why he got so scared? Because he saw that if Menashamim they sent Yaakov to get the brachot, and Gam baruch yiyeh, I'm not regretting the brachot, that means that all my life I thought that Esav was Tzaddik. Now I'm proving it. Nashamayim, they're proving it to me that Esav is not worthy to get the brachot. Therefore, Yitzhak Abinu, he felt so bad. How come all his life Esav was able to trick him? Therefore, Yitzhak harada gedola ad meod. Here, Yaakov Abinu, kibyachol, he felt the same thing. He saw that Yosef, taruf toraf Yosef, hayara akhalatu behima, attacked Yosef and killed him. How could she kill him? The Gemara says clearly, if the person is Tzaddik, behima would never touch him. And it must have been Yosef, Entocho Kibaro, is not a real tzaddik. He's only showing off to become a tzaddik. But really, on the inside, he's a bad person, Hasv Shalom. Therefore, Yaakov Abinu felt so bad. And he said, how could it be that Yosef tricked me? That's why he felt bad. Not on this, for sure, he was thanking Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hayla Barech Ala Rak, Yashin Barech Ala Toba. But on the fact that how could Yosef trick him, that's what he felt so bad, Yaakov Abinu. And not only this, probably also Yaakov Abinu felt so bad also, because the Gemara says, the Gemara tells us in Masechet Shabbat, Daf Lamed Bet Amud Bet, Tanya Rabbi Natan Omer, Ba'avon Nedarim Meta Ashto Shel Adam. With the Avon of the Nedarim, when a person he makes Neder, does not fulfill his Neder, then Hasv Shalom, he causes his wife to die, Hasv Shalom. Shneimar, Im Ein Lechal Shalem, Lama Yikach Mishkabecha Mittachtecha. Who's that? That's his wife. Therefore, in what avon? Avon of nedarim. The Gemara continues. Rabbi Omer, ba'avon nedarim, banim metim kishehim kitanim. When a person makes neder and he sins in the neder, Hasv Shalom, he causes death to his kids. So here, and not only this, we have the Midrash Rabbah. He says that Rahel Aminu, why did Rahel Aminu pass away? Everyone knows. Rashi tells us on the Parashat Vayechi, "Va'ani b'boim padan meta alay Rachel be'eretz Kena'an b'derech." Why did she die? Because of the curse that Yaakov gave. He said to Laban, "Im ashet emsat elohecha lo yichia." Therefore, he didn't know that Rachel stole the trafim, the Avodah Zarah from Laban. Therefore, Rachel passed away. Why? Because Yaakov cursed. Yaakov he cursed anyone who stole the trafim should not live. That's what we know. But we have here Midrash Rabbah. The Midrash Rabbah tells us here in Parashat Bechukotai, Parashat Lamed Zayin, Siman Alef, Amar bi Shemuel Bar Nachman, Kol mi shenoder umashhet nedro. Any person who makes neder and he delays fulfilling his neder, Sof sheba lidei avodah zarah, Gilui arayot ushfichut damim, Velashon hara. This is going to cause him to do avodah zarah, Gilui arayot ushfichut damim, and lashon hara. Where do you learn this? من مية تلاميذ كلهم مية يعقوب. All this you learn from يعقوب أبينه. How? على يديش النادر في شهاية ندرو بلدي كلان. How? عبود أزرا منين؟ Where do we see Abu Ezra by Yaakov Abinu? It says in the Pasuk, Parashat Vayishlach last week, Vayomer Yaakov el Beto, Hasiru et Elohe en Nechar Asher Betochechem. Isolate, separate away the Abu Ezra that you have among you. Where do they have Abu Ezra? When they killed Shechem, they took everything from there. But they kept it. Why? How could you keep Abu Ezra in your house? So he was Nechshel by Abu Ezra. That's by Yaakov Abinu. Gilui Arayot, how do you know that Yaakov Abinu was Nechshel by Gilui Arayot? Minayin, Medina. Shneimar, Betetzei Dina Bat Lea, and Shechem El Hamor, he did Abira Oda. Shefichut Damim, Minayin. Shneimar, Vehi Biyom Shelishi Biyotam Koabim, Shimon VeLevi, they destroyed the whole city of Sodom, of Shechem. Lashon Hara Minayin. Shneimar, Veishma Et Dibrei Bnei Laban Lemor, Lakach Yaakov Et Kol Asher Leabinu. So you said he heard Lashon Hara. So all these things, why was it caused? Because Yaakov Abinu made a neder and he delayed fulfilling his neder. I saw here in the Pirush Yefetoar, he said, what does it mean? What does it mean that any person who does neder and he does not fulfill it, he's going to end up doing this abirot? What does it mean? He says here, he says, "Halila lomar ki min ha-shamayim yichshilu la'ish ha-mashed nedro b'chataim hamurim ka'ele." Has for shalom to say that if the person who made neder does not fulfill it, they're going to cause him in ha-shamayim to do these four major abirot. Has for shalom. אבל ביור הדברים הוא כך, השם ישמור רגלי חסידיו, ואין הקדוש ברוך הוא מביא תקלה לבני ביתם ולבהמתם של הצדיקים. כדמרים המסכת כתובות, סוף פרק ב'. אמנם, המשה את נדרו לא ישמרוהו מן השמיים מחד זה, ויכול לפול גם בחטאים חמורים כאלה. So it doesn't mean that לסוף he's gonna end up doing this עבירות. No. אלא, since that the Gemara said, הקדוש ברוך הוא אין מביא תקלה על ידי בהמתם של צדיקים, קל וחומץ צדיקים עצמן, צדיקים, הקדוש ברוך הוא watches over them, that shouldn't do עבירות. That's when הקדוש ברוך הוא, he has that שמירה, he watches over צדיקים, that he should not do עבירות, that's only if that צדיק, he's not delaying his neder. But if he is delaying his neder, then הקדוש ברוך הוא doesn't have that special guard to guard these צדיקים, he leaves them like anyone else. But doesn't mean that for sure he's going to do this עבירות. Probably he could do this Abirot. He might end up doing this Abirot. Why? Because since that he's delaying his neder, Kadosh Baruch Hu does not watch over him anymore. But if he doesn't have any Abira of Nedarim, Hashem is watching over him, he would never come to this Abirot. But now that he is Mashhe his neder, Hashem is going to take away his Shemira, and he might end up doing this Abirot. But you see from here the what? Why did Yaakov Abinu, why did he lose his wife, and what Avon? Because he was Mashhei Neder. So if that's the case, Yaakov Abinu sees, he sees here that Rachel Amenu passed away because of his Neder, Dr. Gemara Masechet Shabbat said. Now he was scared, Yaakov Abinu, maybe Yosef also died, Hayara Achalatu, why? Not because of Yosef's Avirot, because of my Avirot. Because me, Yaakov Abinu, I made Neder, I delayed my Neder. Maybe that's why the Gemara says here, Ba'avon Nedarim, Banim Metim, Hasav Shalom. So if that's the case, maybe Yaakov caused Yosef to die with Yaakov's neder, that he delayed his neder. That's why Yaakov, you know, he felt so bad. But this is all Mahshevot HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though the Gemara says over here in Masechet Shabbat, Ba'avon Nedarim, Banav Shel Adam Metim, Kishem Ktanim, when they're small, when they're young, under Bar Mitzvah, Yosef, he was 17 years old over here. Nevertheless, you see that also in the Midrashim, they tell us, you see, for example, by Aharon HaKohen, Pasuk said, "Ba'aharon tanaf Adonai me'od le'eshmido, va'etpalel gam be'ad Aharon ba'etai." What does it mean, tanaf me'od le'eshmido? Hashem wanted to destroy Aharon, Hasb Shalom. What does it mean? The Midrash says, Midrash Rabba on the spot, he says, "Zekelui banim." Therefore, Nadav and Abihu died. Nadav and Abihu, they were above Bar Mitzvah. And still they died, and what Avon? Their father's Avon. So you see that sometimes the kids, they get punished because of the father's sin. Therefore, Yaakov Abinu, he was scared, even though Yosef here was 17 years old, it still could be that he died because of his own sins, Yaakov Abinu. Therefore, Yaakov Abinu, but as I said, Yosef HaTzadik did not die. Hayar Ad could never touch Yosef HaTzadik because he was Tzadik Tocho Kibaro, Yosef HaTzadik. Ela, it was all Nefleot Temim Deim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he has his own plan. He wanted Yaakov Abin to go down to Mitzrayim. He was supposed Yaakov Abin to go down to Mitzrayim Brazil, like Hachim explained, like a captive. He was supposed, captive of war, supposed to go down to Mitzrayim. Ela, Shegarmu Zechuyotav of Yaakov Abinu, because his Zechuyot, it ended up that Yosef is going to be separated from him to prepare the land, to prepare the place over there in Mitzrayim, that when the time that Yaakov is supposed to go down to Mitzrayim, he came down to Chavot Gadol. That's what Hachim tell us. That's the Anyan over here. But really, Yosef at Tzaddik, he was Tzaddik, and Hayara'a never touched him, and he had Selim Elohim on him. No Hayara'a would never touch him. And that was all the plans of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what you see over here. That's here all because Yosef at Tzaddik was telling his dreams. That's what happened. And all these things that led that the brothers, they hated him because of the dream. And that's what they ended up, they ended up selling him to Mitzrayim. That's what I saw also to bring down something interesting, that you see by Yosef at Tzaddik, in the beginning of the parasha, he was having dreams and he was telling over the dreams to his brothers. He was telling over the dreams to them. What happened because of him telling the dreams? What happened? You see what happened? They went down to Mitzrayim. He was sold as a slave. Why? Because he was telling his dreams to others. But you see, at the end of the parasha, he was interpreting Sarah Mashkim and Sarah Ofim's dream. And what happened because of that? He came out of jail and became Mishneh LeMelech Mitzrayim. So Hachim tell us, you see from here, that when a person is showing off his dreams, I'm going to be this, I'm going to be that, then only trouble, Chas V'Shalom, is going to come. But when you take care of others, you're interpreting the dreams of others, then that person, he should not get less coming right away. That's what Hachim tell us. That's the way you see from here, that by Yosef Tzaddik, when he came to interpret other people's dreams, then his time came to come out of jail. That's what Hachim tell us, that a person should always look to how to help others and be always give helping hand to others. And that Be'ezer Hashem, Kadosh Baruch Hu should help all of us. Be'ezer Hashem should always try to help others. Be'ezer Hashem Itbarach. And we have now Hanukkah. Hachim tell us that Mashiach is Rashi Tevot, Madlikin Shemunat Yemei Hanukkah. That Be'ezer Hashem, the zechut of this Hag. חנוכה, חג האורים, בעזר השם, הקדוש ברוך הוא של צורנת משיח עסקנו, בעזר השם, נזכה לגולה של אמם, מרב ימינו, אמן ואמן. רבי חננה ונקשה אומר, עשה הקדוש ברוך הוא זו קוצרה לפיכך, רבי לנתן המזבוז שנאמר, אדוני,